the studio, we have Thad Greenson and Jennifer Famico Cahill, editors at the North Coast Journal. And thank you for both being here and giving us a preview of what's on the newsstands right now. Give us a little bit of news. And the feature, the cover feature, Thad, is a story that I think a lot of us know a little bit about, but really just the tip of it.
Yeah, it's something that is an annual tradition on the North Coast. I think pretty much everybody's familiar with Coastal Cleanup Day. It's been going on for 40 years now.
We get to see those aerial photos of the kids making a dolphin, and everybody picks up trash.
Exactly, lots of trash being picked up. So our cover story this week is by somebody who helped start this effort 40 years ago. A man by the name of Joe Abbott, who now lives in Chico, but is a Humboldt native. And the story is really about kind of how, for him, it's kind of his personal journey of learning that litter is bad and trash is bad, and how it went from being just kind of something he took for granted that's always on the streets and always a part of human presence in a space, to thinking that it was something he should do something about. He got really frustrated going on walks with his then girlfriend, now wife, Ann Morrissey, in Manila, and talks about how first he just started taking trash bags with him when they went on walks and picking up the trash he could, and then how in this moment of inspiration he wrote a federal grant application with Ann, and they were awarded 2 years of funding to do coastal cleanup efforts on the North Coast with the North Coast Environmental Center.
So this is kind of a memoir self-telling of this story that's kind of hidden in the bigger picture of, like, this global movement started right here on the beaches of Humboldt County.
Absolutely. And it's actually one of the things I love about the piece as he wrote it is that it's really humble. It's just about kind of this personal journey. And then if you went into it blind, you wouldn't realize until the very end that, oh my goodness, this became this this gigantic global effort that every year sees some 800,000 volunteers participate to pick up millions of pounds of trash off beaches and waterways.
And just the photos alone, we'll have them up on khsu.org. here in about a half an hour, some of the photos from the very beginning. When was the? I think you said it, but when was the year that this grant started and his
1977.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
so.
And it's definitely a snapshot in time in those photos.
Oh, yes, it is.
All the photos are vintage beach trash.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. The picture, and I'm teasing this here. You can see it, I think, on the Journal's site now.
It'll be up tomorrow on the Journal's
site. KHSU site today is a great photograph of a full-on car, I believe a car or a truck, completely submerged in sand, and the beach cleaners in the truck, like driving it like it's a car.
Yeah, it's like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
It would have made a fabulous album cover.
yeah, very much could have. Well, that sounds like a great story. Also, a follow-up on the Marcy Kitchen case.
Yeah, also in this week's paper and on the Journal's website is a story we broke on Monday, Labor Day, that Marcy Kitchen, on the eve of a custody hearing, when a judge was determined whether she should be taken into custody and held in jail until her sentencing hearing later this month, Marcy Kitchen voluntarily turned herself in. She forfeited her bail bond and is now going to willingly stay in jail until being sentenced. I got a chance to speak to somebody working on her case who said it's an effort from her to take responsibility and begin serving her time.
And also, I think you reported that there still are protesters out in front of the courthouse during those proceedings.
Definitely. Yeah, some people have viewed this as a publicity stunt or a plea for leniency on her part. They're questioning how genuine it is. But
okay. Well, thank you for that.